Well, right now, I'm going to move out of the way and open up this call with prayer so we can get this call started on Praise the Lord Thursday. God, we thank you. We can't thank you enough for everything that you do for us, God. We thank you for giving your life so that we might live. We thank you for your healing powers. We thank you. We thank you for your peace-giving powers. God, we just thank you because you know us. You know what we need, God, and you know that we love you. We praise you. We honor and adore you. And we thank you for this call, God, because this call has been a solid rock, helping each and every one of us to get to know your word, to get to know you, God. And not only to get to know you, we do more than that. We get to store you in our hearts, God, and we get to live the life that you have called us to live. God, we could ask your continued blessings over this call and your continual anointing on the two founders of this call as they work diligently, reaching out into that marketplace, reaching those lost that are searching for something, God. We thank you for allowing them to use this platform to be a beacon that shines and is changing lives every day. We thank you for that wonderful company, Artists International, and what it's doing to renew our natural bodies, God. We ask your continual anointing over that company, God, as it continues to grow and reaching out and changing lives every day. We thank you for the speaker that shall come forth, God. We ask you to download in him a word. Speak through him, Lord. Give us ears to hear and a heart to receive. And not only, but that we will take that message out in the marketplace and live that message. God, we thank you for each and every wonderful thing that you're doing. We thank you for the 8 years, God, that we've been able to come together. And even as people like myself are on the call, how you are growing us, God, and stretching us. We thank you. We know that we can do nothing without you. But, God, we know that you continuously have our back. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In your precious name, Jesus, we cover this call in your blood. Amen and amen. Well, it has been a total privilege and honor to be able to speak and greet each and every one of you this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. I shall now turn the call over to our co-founder this morning, who is going to continue with this call. Pastor P.K. Patton, would you please come forward?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Jackie. And thank you for greeting us this morning and bringing us into our Holy Ghost sanctuary. Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Happy anniversary, TMC family. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing for us. And therefore, we are going to do what Minister Jackie said. We're going to praise him. We're going to magnify him for his goodness and his mercy. You all, listen, for this month, I'm the one who just really, I'm always looking for a time and a place to celebrate because life gives us so many, many blows. But I thank God that he gives us some times when we can just put our feet on the ground and give him praise with our feet and our hands. On October 25th, 2010, my dear friend and now sister, Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I got together, and the Lord has knitted us together with hearts that love God and love this TMC family. And we started this call. Oh, good Lord, I'm shouting over 8 years. I tell you the truth, there is no way we could have known where God was going to bring us when we started this call. Oh, my goodness, if I could call all the names of those who have been the wind beneath our wings down through the years, Lord, I would have to have the whole call. When we started, of course, we needed a scripture, and the scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, yes, early in the morning, by prayer My prayer comes before you out. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And that's exactly what we would like to do for you as you are hearing this call each and every morning, Monday through Friday, even on holidays. Isn't that great? Now, what my dear Pastor Vanessa did was start a website, www.themasterswithanscall.net, themasterscall.net. You know what? From the inception up to today, the sermons have been archived. We also have the bios of our speakers. And so they'll be reading the bios. I'm just going to put our folks up early so that they can give us what thus say the Lord. And you all, and one thing that Pastor Vanessa and I both, and she's a little more strict than I, is this time thing, because you can't redeem time. Well, let me tell you one other thing that I want you to know. We are always open so that we can have those of you who would like to come and participate with us on this call to come and just let us know that you are interested. You love what you hear, and you want to be a part of this call. We're looking for greeters and preachers and those who can host. Just come right on and call Dr. Vanessa, send them a message, or our prayer general at info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O. All righty. Why did we come together? Well, art is international, and we believe that any business that's going to stand needs to stand on prayer. And over 29 years ago, Mr. Diaz de Leon and family started this business, he and his wife, and now his children are carrying on. Isn't it wonderful to leave a legacy for our children? And if you want to know more about the company, you just hang in here, and we're going to give you all the information about how to get on the morning motivational call at the end of this call. So now let me tell you one thing that I want you to know. You need to get ready, because the person that I'm getting ready to bring to the front of the call is a young man who came aboard with us, probably about 2011. Might have been a couple of years earlier than that, because I remember us going out to Portland, Oregon, and meeting his lovely wife. And I tell you, he and his wife are just loving people of God. They have three beautiful children who now have given them two grand, and they love their church there at the City Bible Church in Vancouver, Washington. And so this morning, I bring to the front of the line none other than Reverend Charles Kimmins. And he's going to come and give us what thus say the Lord. Reverend Kimmins, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Take it away. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Happy anniversary, TMC family. May God continue to bless us and just lead us by his Spirit. I really thank God for this call. I think when we came on this, we came aboard probably about 10 years ago. In fact, I'm sipping on some artist product. Right at this moment, I got a cup of Red Labib in my hand, and I thank God for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK. I just thank God for the founders of this call. I thank God that whatever God puts in place, there's substance. And I thank God for 8 years of continually being here to just, when we need a word of comfort, when the enemy comes in like a flood, we can always know that this call would be available for us 5 days a week, every day. And I just really just thank God. Right now, TNC family, I need this call. I need this call, and I need for my prayer to be heard. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for another day to meditate on your word. Help us, Father God, to understand and to know your truth. Father, we long to know you better. Your words is our comfort in our affliction. It gives us life, and we will not turn aside from your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. TMC family, God bless each and every one of you this morning. I am Pastor Charles Kimmons out of Vancouver, Washington, and I just come to you this morning. I thank God for this scripture that this call was started on in Psalms 88:13. This is, But I, O Lord, have cried out to thee for help. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. I'd like to talk about your word, Father God, how your word comforts us in our affliction. Now, some of you guys may not know, but some of you guys don't know, but I'm in pain right now. I'm in pain right now. I had a nephew this past Sunday. He was murdered by the Portland police, shot in the back 16 times in his back and in his spine. So, family, I'm in need. I am in need of prayer. And I just thank God that in times of trouble, in times of tribulation, that there is a hiding place, that there is a place that we can come, where we can be sheltered. I thank God that for his word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I just pray that even though I know that we will not be able to bring Patrick Kimmons III back, but I just pray, Father God, that out of all of this, that there'll be lives that be saved. Out of all of this, I pray that lives will be saved and they'll be changed. TMC's family, I need for you guys to be praying because I feel as though that I will be officiating this service. And this service will have a whole bunch of young people that, if it don't be for this type of situation, will never enter into a church unless something happens like this. And I just thank God that the word in Hebrews 12:1, it says, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, and I thank God for the witnesses that surround not only myself but each and every one of us from all corners of the earth. We have witness. We have people holding us up. We have people cheering us on. When you feel like that you can't go on, you have someone pushing you. You have someone telling you to keep swinging. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as your child. Just come to you, Father God, just humbly. And thanking you. Thanking you, Father God. Thank you for the scripture that I look back on scripture when it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When I think about the joy of the Lord, I think about battles that I have been through in my own personal life that God has brought me through. So I know that there's hope. Many, many years ago, I was strung out on crack cocaine. alcohol, but the joy of the Lord. He brought me through that storm. And only by his grace, I stand here before you today and say that I have been drug and alcohol free for over 23 years. And so I think about that. I think about David, how he had trouble, how he confronted the bear, how he had to deal with the lion. Is there anything too hard for God? And I don't think there is. And so I just praise God this morning just for being on this call, and just the thought of knowing that God wanted to use me as the mouthpiece this morning for this call. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that in life, as I heard Dr. PK say, that life that gives us many, many blows, many punches. The scripture says, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner that's worthy of the gospel. Whatever happened. I was talking to one of my nephews yesterday. He said that me and my brother, we were just talking about that we might have to bury Grandpa, but never did we know that we were going to have to bury my brother. See, every day, every single day, it is a blessing. And we cannot take things for granted. I'm sure you all know, but we cannot take things for granted. Every single day is a blessing, and it's a gift from God. And so I thank God for the blessing. I thank God for the gift. I thank God for the scripture in Proverbs 23:23. It said, buy truth. It said, buy truth and sell it not. What do you mean, Pastor, buy truth? You have to buy truth by spending time in the Word. You have to buy truth by obeying the Word. You have to buy truth by walking in the Word. Father, I just pray that you just teach us how to walk in your Word today, how to live in your Word, how to trust in your Word, how to believe in your Word. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Just never sleeping, never slumber. You sit up high and you look low, and you know the problems, the afflictions that each and every one of us may deal with. You know, we have to deal with some things that we don't want to deal with, but that's life. But the Word says that he would give us no more than what we can bear. So I'm standing on God's word this morning. I'm standing on God's word this morning. I'm standing on your word, Father God, that you will comfort each and every one of us in our afflictions, in our trials. I think about when Jesus was on the boat in the sea with the waves raging. And he spoke, peace, be still. So God's word is our comfort. It's our hope. It's what we hold on to. It's what we believe. I thank God that your word, you can always run and find a word. The word in Proverbs 4 tells us to hear, my son, the instructions of the Father, and pay attention in order to know intelligence, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation of the Spirit. Teach us, he said, let your heart hold fast to my word and keep my commandments and live. Oh, boy, there's so much comfort in living in God's word. There's so much confidence. And just reading his word. I have no other place to go but to Jesus. I remember being in church as a child. They used to say, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold on till my change comes. I'm going to hold on. God, I just praise you this morning. I thank you for this. Thank you for being on this line. I thank you, Father God, that I know in my spirit. I know that prayers are being sent up. I know. And I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we don't no longer have to linger around and just linger around and sin and doubt and unbelief, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that being a spiritual person that we have a spiritual mind, that we have the mind of Christ. In the mind of Christ is victory. In the mind of Christ is peace. In the mind of Christ there's joy. And in the mind of Christ there's change. So I thank God for just the assurance, the comfort, the relief of knowing that with him you are never, never, ever alone. Brothers and sisters, when we don't know what to do, there's still something that we can do. We can be still, and we can pray, and we can just watch God work. And I'm looking forward to seeing God work in this homegoing service of my nephew, Patrick Kimmins. I'm looking to see God work. I'm praying for justice. I'm praying for justice. I know that the justice will not bring him back, but I'm praying for justice over these cops that shot this young man multiple times, an overkill. I'm praying for justice for the family, and I'm praying to see many young lives come and give their life to the Lord. I'm praying, and I'm asking the TMC family to be praying with me that these young people that will be attending this service, that they will drop their guns, pull up their pants, and hear and obey the word of the Lord. And I just really just honored this morning just to be on this call. And I just thank God for this, each and every one of you. I thank God for the opportunity to just to be able to pour out my heart at this time. You know, in life, we never know what's around that bend. You never know what's around that corner. And I just encourage you, you know, that if you tell somebody this morning that you love them, tell somebody that you love them while you have a chance. Because we never, never know. We never, never know. You know, I sit around and I try to wrap my mind around this, and then I get burdened down at times, family, when I think about that I never see this young man again, that I never see him again. This young man he was trying to change his ways. He wrote on his Facebook page that he was trying to work on himself as a man and also trying to raise his kids the proper way. He said no one ever said that being a parent was easy, but I dedicate my time to my children because I want to teach them that they can be anything that they want to be. This young man was 27 that wrote this. He said he wanted to teach his kids that they can be anything that they wanted to be. Besides being a stripper, a hoe, selling drugs, gangbanging, and etc. He said he's seen so much in his life, and he's gained so much knowledge in life that he wants to show them a better route to take so they can be more successful in life and not have to struggle. And I pray that what this young man said, what he spoke about for his children, I pray that God use those very, very words to change the lives of the young people, not only just up here in Portland, Oregon, but all over the globe, in Jesus' name. So, Seth, I just thank you guys for just allow me to vent, to hear my cry. I thank you. I thank God that this call has been here for years. I was scrolling through my phone and I seen pictures, a picture of Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK and my wife and I. We were all together somewhere. I don't know, Atlanta, Florida, somewhere. But I thank God how God has brought us from all different corners of the globe to be united together on this call. TMC family, you guys pray my strength in the Lord. And at this time, I'll turn the call back over to Dr. PK.
Reverend Timmons, we love you. We thank you so, so very much. If I could give a name to your sermon this morning, it would be In Spite of Life, I Live. In Spite of Life, I Live. And when I think about you having 23 years of sobriety, I said, God, I thank you, because he's the one who can stand in that pulpit over his nephew and give a word from personal experience, give your testimony that God will deliver and set free and keep you if you want to be kept. So we thank God for you. Thank you for sharing with us this morning. Thank you for loving us down through the years. Kiss your wife for us. Tell Edna we love her, and we are so grateful. But before we go, because you've asked us to pray, we are going to come right now and pray for you, and then I'm going to give announcements and close out. Let us pray. Oh, holy God, we ask that your spirit rest up on the Timmons family right now. We thank you for Reverend Timmons and his family. And we know, God, that you are God of wisdom and you are God of understanding. You are God of counsel. You are God of might. You are God of knowledge, God. And we ask that you come and crown his head with all of that and give him that in his heart and his spirit. God, help us not to judge anything or anyone by appearance, nor make a decision based upon hearsay. You told us that over in Isaiah 2:11-2. And so, God, today, right now, we pray that you will bless Reverend Timmons and his family as only you can in Jesus' name. Give him a word that will absolutely bless the family on next week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. At this time, as we close the call, we are now out of time. We want to go on and close the call. Let me just give you the last announcement that I would like to give you. God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Reverend Timmons, I am so, so thankful that you came on in spite of what you're going through. You still came and said yes to us. That touches my heart. And as my cohort says, I just cry over anything, but this is a big thing to cry over. Okay. You all, as we close this call, and I close it in strength in knowing who God is, if you want to hear the playback of this call today, dial 712-432-1085. Okay, it is the same call, it's the same number that you dialed in on, okay? And then you dial the PIN number 957677. 957677. Today, also, right after this, go on over to the new motivational call. President Charlie is going to be over there taking testimonies today. And I'm telling you, those testimonies will change your life. They have changed mine. The one last week was absolutely powerful. Go back and listen to the testimony of that 98-year-old mother. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Again, I say to you, Minister Jackie, we love you. We thank you for greeting us and opening the call up this morning. And Reverend Kimmons, we absolutely love you, support you, and will be praying for you during this time. God bless you. Now, in benediction, as we leave this place, God, we leave not your presence, for we need you to help us to live a super fantastic life in the midst of life. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.